Okay, officially, welcome to the pre-show. I'm Phil, and you're you. And I am going to figure this motherfucker out today. See, here's what I got, man. I got this thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, so it's too loud?
No, it's fine now. But I worry about the... I worry, you know, I worry, Phil, about whether or not I've got a... You know,
you hear that little kind of... do you hear that little feedback?
Yeah, that's it's kind of a ringing. You hear almost like a ding, ding, ding. Yes, this is me, Phil, and you can hear kind of the ding, ding, you see? And that's the function of it, probably, as far as I could tell. Well, let's see, you know, let's put it this way, Phil. I'm Harvey Wireman, and this is the Newsbreak. Yes, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Newsbreak with Harvey Wireman, the President of the United States of America. President Bush, not Bush, who the Christ?
Obama.
President Obama, thank you. Billy Abernathy is helping out. Billy, you have always been special to me, and in ways that you might think are homosexual or not. No, you were expecting me to say that, but and
okay. I don't really know, man. How we're going to do that, but we're going to be rolling out today. Thank you for the suggestion. Somebody said let's do a news break with Harvey Wireman. I said that's a goddamn good idea. See here, man. Okay. No, okay. There we go. There. Ghetto boy, ghetto boy. All right, and we'll do that. So tomorrow we have, I want to make sure that I get some plugs in here. I'm writing some plugs for the show. You can't really see it. Well, I'll show you. There's a plug that, here's the plug I'm writing. Bobby in the news break. Friday night chat. What's the name of our fucking YouTube channel? The Real... About Dick, man. I fucked that up, man. Okay, cool. That's how that works, man. So anyway, we got a... tomorrow, I've been kind of doing a little bit of a cramming for my... podcast, we're going to do the interviews we're going to do tomorrow. When the podcast drops, I'll let you know. The podcast is not going to be dropping right away. I'm sure it will soon. We're going to see how well it does. And it will be a an interview with the four principals. And hopefully, you know, we're going to pull some major pub with this motherfucker. But let's see. It's just an idea. I am right now looking to... Here we go. There's something in my eye. Little boy... Let's see here. I'm just looking over my iPhone. These are notes that I make during the course of the day. That is a very, very good... okay. Ted Bell today is, and this was, thank you, Andrea, for the suggestion. Ted Bell is going to be reacting to something that was dropped in a suggestion box up front at the restaurant that all they wrote was that it has been discovered that chimpanzees have the mental skills to cook. And Ted was like, wait, what is that supposed to mean? What exactly does that mean?
Well, Ted, I don't think it's...
No, wait. So is the cooking shitty, or are they just trying to save me money? That's going to be Ted's point of view on that. And then we've got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police announcing that they do have a new Citizens Auxiliary Police affiliated group in Alaska, and that is the Igloo. Where the fuck? Where is it, man? You dirty, filthy. No, it's here.
Where is it, man? Where the hell is it, man?
Where are you, Jay? I hear Jay. Yeah, sister agency, in case anyone wants to know which. Okay, so that's Ted Bell. And then comes Jay Santos. I don't know, how the fuck do I... All right, anyway. These fucking uniforms by the goddamn... Is this the Steelers? Look at those fucked up uniforms. Those are the throwback. I know it's throwback, but still. Did they really wear that shit? Damn. It's ugly. The Igloo Community Eskimo Patrol. It's like, you know, I don't mean to be cruel, and I'm probably wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have to tell you folks in Alaska, and I don't think that there's, you know, I don't think I need to, maybe I don't need to tell you, and also I don't think anybody here in the contiguous 48 plus Hawaii, I don't think we are, I think I do speak for a few people when I say, the way you guys are being portrayed on, like, Alaska State Troopers and some of these crime shows from Alaska, it's like Alaska is one gigantic meth lab. It's just one big alcoholic snake pit with some trees and bears and snow, and it all looks really cool. But when you get to the human beings there, are, it's like they let loose in this gorgeous, beautiful, marvelous, really a paradise. They let loose just scum. It's like they just emptied out the fucking drunk tank and the outpatient psycho ward and let everybody just sort of scatter off into the weeds and into the woods and then put some cops in there and try to control the whole thing. I realize that, of course, that's not what it is, but that's what it looks like. That's my only view of Alaska. I've never been to Alaska. I've never even taken an Alaskan cruise. I've the only thing I've seen about before all these TV shows came, the only thing I knew about Alaska was magnificent caribou herds and just aerial shots of this interesting cities like, you know, Anchorage and Fairbanks. Oh, wow, look at that. And then more caribou shots, then more mountains. And Alaska was like, you know, it wasn't even, I know that it was a state, but it was like another country state. It was a state that it was more than a state. It was we dropped a big net over the place or something. Like we just lucked into it. You know, Alaska's just amazing. It's fucking amazing. We think about it. It's huge. How many Californias can you fit into Alaska? Like two, maybe? How many Texases can you fit into Alaska? Texas thinks it's so goddamn bad. The thing about Alaska is it's a place where I got money that says 95% of the American people have never fucking been there. maybe more. I mean, how many? What's the percentage of the American people that have visited every state? Okay. Then what's the percent? That's probably very few. You know, I haven't. I can tell you the states that I've visited. And I mean by visit, I mean get off the fucking plane and at least, you know, spend a night or something like that. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, California, Arizona, Nevada, you know, Utah, Oregon, Washington, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Tennessee, I'm trying to remember, Minnesota, obviously, Wisconsin, New York, not New Jersey, not Pennsylvania, not Delaware, District of Columbia. Is that, that's a state, I don't know, District of Columbia. I've never been to Rhode Island. I've never been to Connecticut. I've never been to Massachusetts. I've never been to Vermont or New Hampshire. None of the fucking New England states. Did I say Georgia? I think I already mentioned Georgia. Oklahoma. Iowa. Wyoming, so that's 20, counting District of Columbia. Idaho, 21. Okay, and I mean, when I was a little kid, we drove across America to Canada, but I can't really tell you where the fuck we stayed, because I don't even goddamn well remember, so I'm not going to count any of that shit. This is places that I remember being. Oh, Michigan. And that's 22, counting District of Columbia. All it's, you know, not, I mean, comparatively speaking, these are not the most exciting states, you know. Like, I'm missing out on my whole, I mean, I've been to New York, but the whole northeastern section, Hawaii, that's 23. Not Missouri, not Arkansas. And I already mentioned Tennessee, and I already mentioned North Carolina. No. South Carolina, 24. I visited there. What's after that? Oh, then Georgia, 24. I'd have to look at a map. You know, why don't I do that? Hey, Phil, I got a great idea. What's that? Look at a map. So I already got 24. By the way, I just want to see what how much time we're dealing with here. Well, let me see a big motherfucking map, okay, fuckhead? Big map. Bitch. Here we go. This is what I want. All right. So what did I say? Already 23. I counted Louisiana. I counted Mississippi. Nope. Never been to Kentucky. Yes, Ohio I have. That's 24, including District of Columbia. Already counted these. No, not Kansas. Yes, Iowa. Not Nebraska. Yes, yes. No, no. Yes. So I'm at 24. 24 states, including Hawaii and the District of Columbia. So that's 23 plus the District of Columbia that I've visited. Am I right about that? Yeah. I've never been to... Oh. No. Not Colorado. I mean, I've been to Colorado to stop at the airport. That's it. That's I don't call that being in a state. Chicago, yes. Yes. Did I count Chicago? Yes. Did I count Illinois? Yes. I think that's got it covered. Delaware, no. Jersey, no. Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, none of those. New York, yes. No. Pennsylvania, no. I've never been in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh just to stop over. Isn't that crazy? But it's true, you know. And I mean, you know, once you visit a lot of these places, you, oh, okay, so that's what that is. Okay, goodbye. It's not the most earth-shaking thing. I'm not trying to disrespect Philadelphia. It's a great city. It's a historic city. But I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure that at some point in my life, I will get to Philadelphia. And when I do, then I'll say, okay, that was Philadelphia. You know, I'll see the Liberty Bell and all the other things. You see what I'm saying? But this all originated with the following question, which was, how many Americans have been to all the 50 states? And I would say that it's a small percentage. I personally think it's a small percentage. I can't begin to tell you what that is, but I'd say it's less than 10%. I think less than 10% of Americans have actually visited all 50 states. But then let's go to my experience, which is 23 states plus the District of Columbia. That's me. Little over, not even half. I haven't even visited half the states. How many Americans have been to half the states? I can't speculate. I don't know, you know. But I bet you anything, it's a lot less than you think. Now we go to a state like Alaska. This is what the whole thing was about here in the beginning. There's Alaska down there. Alaska is an amazing motherfucking state, you know. What are you doing, man, here? It's all blurred there, but how many people have been there? How many Americans have been there? We know it's there, and we go, oh, wow, yeah, Alaska, that's one of our states. Yeah? Yeah. Pretty big, isn't it? It's huge. It's huge. In fact, let's take a look at, I was just talking, let's see, is that the actual size of Alaska compared to Texas? I don't think so. You're not going to tell me no, that's bullshit. They crammed Alaska down to that size just so it would fit into the map. There's no fucking way that Alaska is smaller than Texas. Unless I just, don't know what I'm talking about, which is entirely possible. But I am curious to know just exactly what the percentage is. Now, here you have, this would be a pretty good, pretty interesting little map here, I think. There you go. See, this is much more, this is what it's all about. Check it out, man. Motherfucking Alaska is a monstrosity, dude. Hey, dude, I don't want any more of this bullshit. Thank you. Look at Alaska here. Look at Texas here. Look at the size of that motherfucker. That's half the fucking United States. That's fucking huge. I mean, we basically bit off an entire chunk of North America. This was Russia. And a guy by the name of William Seward, who was the Secretary of State under Abraham Lincoln, he's the guy that negotiated the purchase of this. And at the time, if you know your American history, he was criticized. He was it was called Seward's Folly, Seward's Icebox, is what they called it. They had no reason, no American could figure out why. This is back at a time when Americans didn't know jack shit about natural resources. We didn't know what the, you know, all we knew was, well, there's oil down here in Texas, maybe, but up there's nothing but moose and snow. We didn't know shit. But Seward grabbed that motherfucker. William Seward was an amazing Secretary of State. He was one of a member of an amazing cabinet, which was under Abraham Lincoln. But he certainly, during his days as the Secretary of State, he was almost killed. He was attacked in his bed the night that Lincoln was assassinated. William Seward was recovering from a carriage accident and was laying in bed when Lewis Payne, one of the assassins, one of the conspirators, bounded up the steps of this man's, the steps of the interior of the house after he'd gotten by the butler who'd answered the door and went into the bedroom and began slashing at Seward's face, cutting the man severely, putting a scar on his face that would be evident for the rest of his life. He never wanted to be photographed from the, I think it was the left or right side, because this scar caused a problem with the muscle in his face. And he was an elderly man when this happened to him. His own son, Seward's son, was very seriously injured, had his skull fractured by the butt of a pistol as he was trying to protect his father. And anyway, it was this is a guy who, you know, he figured the guy had seen it all, and here he is laying in a sick bed trying to recover from a carriage accident. He is the Secretary of State. He's an elderly man. You know, Abraham Lincoln has just been reelected. The war is over. The city is celebrating. He probably wished he could be out there with people celebrating. Oh, what the hell, I'm going to lay in this fucking bed. I'm going to recover. But, you know, when I do recover, we'll party then or so. And what happens? Just as his president is being murdered, he's getting attacked by this guy, Payne, or Powell. I forget which was the alias was Payne. His real name was Lewis Powell. He's being attacked in his bed, stabbed repeatedly in the face, and it's really a greater indictment as to the ineptitude, the stupidity, the sheer idiocy of Lewis Powell that this strong 6-foot-something Confederate veteran, young man in his 20s, with a knife, wasn't able to dispatch this old man laying there in a bed, helpless under the weight of this man as he was flailing away with this knife. He never did kill William Seward. Somehow he was forced off of the bed. I think maybe somebody. It might have been a nurse screaming. It might have been just, I think, Powell. Frightened all of a sudden that he was going to be discovered. And he took off. But this is a cat that was a young, powerful man. You ought to look into this guy, Lewis Powell. He was one of the conspirators. There were John Wilkes Booth. I don't remember the names. I've read them so many fucking times. George Azadot. Davy, I forget the names, but this guy Powell was a real piece of work. He was about as fucking stupid as they get. Now here's a guy that was, I think he was a prisoner of war by the Union. The Union let him go in a prisoner exchange. I think he might have re-enlisted or rejoined his unit at one point, but eventually, toward the end of the war, he was not in uniform anymore. He had made his way north to Baltimore, which, was near the Washington and all this good shit. Now, anyway, make a long story short, this fucking dumbass, he joins up with this guy, John Wilkes Booth, who wants to get a band of conspirators to kidnap Lincoln, and eventually they kill Lincoln. This dumb fuck, the night that Lincoln is killed, and I think it was actually maybe two nights after something, but the federal police, the Washington City Police, the Metropolitan Police, and then the Provost Marshal Police, which passed for the military authority of Washington, D.C. It was a city at war, you got to remember. So you're technically within Union lines and, you know, all kinds of shit happened. So the Provost Marshal Police, Washington City Police, they have converged on this fucking boarding house where Mary Surratt lives with her son and some suspicious motherfuckers. So they know within a couple of days where a lot of this shit got hatched. They know it's Booth. They've tracked where Booth was at. Boom, 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 boom. Police work of the 1860s. Not bad. Not half bad. You know, considering. Considering, of course, you know, Booth wasn't the brightest bulb in the tree either. This is a motherfucker who was an actor, but I guess he wasn't good at doing other shit. So while they're in the house, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know whether they're talking to Mary Surratt or not. I think they are. And they got her dead to rights. They're talking to this woman. By the way, the movie The Conspirator, where Robert Redford tried to sort of restate history a little and say that she was an innocent victim, bullshit. You know, get with it, man. Redford, I understand you need to sell your movies because, frankly, you haven't made a good one lately. But, it happens. But don't start, you know, telling the story anew as if poor Mary Surratt, she lied through her motherfucking teeth. She protected actively these individuals that are engaged in the conspiracy to murder the president. She fucking lied to those guys as they stood there. So all of a sudden, this dumb fucker Lewis Powell shows up. Now, get a load of this. Guess what he was wearing on his head? Powell had apparently cut off the sleeves of his shirt. Maybe it was a wool shirt or a cotton shirt or something. And one of the sleeves he pulled down over the top of his head like you might wear as a old-fashioned nightcap. They even then, they said, why were you wearing the sleeve of a shirt on your head? I don't know. He shows up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's got a shovel or some shit, but I don't know what he has. And I go, what are you doing here? He says, oh, is Mary Surratt here? Yeah. Oh, well, I'll come back. No. Come on in. We're the police. Now, this is what Lewis Powell has done. He's walked right smack dab into the middle of her fucking house with the cops there. And, well, what's your name, man? Well, it's Lewis Payne. I think he gives a fake name. Well, what are you doing here? Oh, I just came to dig a ditch. Ms. Surratt wanted me to dig a drainage ditch for her under her boarding house. Oh, yeah? 2 a.m.? Well, it's, you know, going to get an early start. Now, the problem is, as they're asking this guy this question, they've already asked her out of earshot, do you know this guy? I've never seen him before in my life. Are you sure? Because he just said that you hired him. No, I don't. So this whole thing is unraveled and continues to unravel. And you know the rest. That was that dumbass. That's the dumbass that tried to kill the man who bought from the Russians this big chunk of land here called Alaska. He bought it, by the way, after the attempt on his life. So had Powell been successful and we'd had a new Secretary of State as well as a new president, we might never have gotten around to purchasing Alaska. Who knows? Maybe the Russians wouldn't have it. Maybe the Canadians would have it today. And we would be vacationing not just in B.C., we would be going all the way up there to Alaska, to beautiful British Alaska. All right. How's that for a story, huh? I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, that it's true, but my own personal interpretation there is my own personal interpretation. Okay. Let's just take a look here and see what we've got. Ted Bell is bringing... promo store. Wow, okay. Really? Okay, so where is that at? All right. And I'm ready to rock this bitch, if y'all is. Is this a plane? Okay, Gloria's on her way to the... All right, man. Here we go.